Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Yes, received with infinite love and gratitude. It's a new day. It's a new beginning. It's a new you. And it's so important to know who the you is and what is new about the you that is new. It was never born. It will never die. Because that you is part of this essence, this life force, the I Am presence. Carly Jackson, break it down, please.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Simple truth, sacred message, we are that. We're here to remember, and everything that happens or didn't happen is simply reminding us of that truth. Who are you? How are you showing up? What do you have to offer? What are you standing on? What are you rooted in? I invite you to trust love.
Trust.
Believe that? Do you know that? Do you know that love will always, always, always have the final word? Let me give you an example. Think of somebody you love so deeply. Someone that you just feel or felt, but more felt, because I'm going somewhere with this. Well, I want to give too much away, but okay. So, think of somebody that you'd love so deeply. They've made their transition, and you miss them. What keeps their presence alive? The memories of them that you have is a reflection of the love that you have for them. How much they touched you, how much they inspired you, how much they believed in you. It's all an expression of love. So even though they've gone, they're still here in your awareness, in your heart, in your consciousness. Because love will always, always, always have the final word. And there's nothing you can do about it. Ricky Byers Beckwith. Affirming with us, confirming with us, standing with us and telling us, trust, love. Trust, love. Reminding us that we are the perfect givers of love and the receivers of love. So if you are not giving love perfectly, you are out of alignment. If you are not receiving love perfectly, you are out of alignment. And we'll talk more about that. And we started the show with Carly Jackson. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you are living life fully. You make a difference because you are asking deeper questions. You made a difference when you appeared on this planet. Just your vibration. You changed the vibration of the planet because you're here. So you've already made the world a better place. So why not enjoy the ride? You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. I am your host. The I Am Presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade. I am that I am. And we're here to support you on your transformation journey, to fall deeply, madly, crazily in love with yourself, that everything else in the external world becomes a powerful reflection of the love within you. And while you're at it, we're saying to you, you only get to keep it when you give it away. Some things you don't have to give away until you're ready to give it away. But there's some things you can't help but give it away. It's about your true identity. You came here to give it away. You came here to throw it away. Because it's always going to be yours. We'll talk more about that. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for you, for being here, for showing up for life, for showing up for yourself, and showing up to just spend time with me while we all think out loud. I think out loud, you receive it, and you may be thinking inside silently. And sometimes I've heard people scream at the computer and say, oh, my God, yes, I think you're right. Like, oh, I think you're all up in my Kool-Aid. I love to see that. I'm hearing it's like, really? People say, oh, you just don't know. I'm like talking back to you. I'm like, sometimes I'm in a bubble of this spiritual expansion. But it's nice to hear the feedback. I welcome all of you. No matter where you're listening from or listening through or listening with, listening with your consciousness through the phone lines, online, archive, within radio listeners, wherever you are, thank you for saying yes to life. Thank you for showing up for your soul appointment. Ricky Byers Beckwith can be found. Her virtual home is weletitbe.com, weletitbe.com, or rickybb.com, Ricky, R-I-C-K-I-E. You know that, but for the new listeners, you may be thinking, I love that song, who is that? weletitbe.com. Ricky is doing an Indiegogo fundraiser. Go there and give back to her. Give of yourself. Give gratitude in the form of money for her dedicating her life to being of service. Think of times when you pick up her songs and it's just what you need to hear. And when you say, thank you, thank you, thank you, now demonstrate your thanksgiving with action and give back. I have so much to say, so much to share. And let me bring on Celeste. And actually, before I do that, let me just acknowledge those of you in the chat room. Thank you all for being here. It is so nice to see you. Really is. Kathleen, Soul Communicator, Pam, Swiper, Tracy Ann Miller, Yvette, Silent Listeners, Disguised as Guest, Tanya, and all the other people listening that I can identify, but I know you're simply an expression of me, so I say namaste. I salute, I honor, I embrace the God in you that is me. Let's go to Celeste. Hey, Celeste.
Hello, Life Coach Today. How are you doing today?
I am good. You better be ready. You know, I just come to you. You never know when I'm going to come to you, so you better be ready now.
I was ready. I'm all good.
Oh.
I'm just enjoying the energy that I'm feeling from all the love in the chat room and having sweet tea from D.C., Tanya on the line. It just feels like we got a big old circle of love. We're all ready to give and receive from you today. So looking forward to your download.
Yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We got you coming up with announcements, celestial moment.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you have to give away today?
I laugh because whenever I hear give it away, I hear Red Hot Chili Peppers. Give it away,
give it away now.
Well, we're talking about the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm giving away a lot more than my heart. But, yeah, my heart.
But you know what's funny? What you said, you know how
what?
I am. When you talk about Red Hot Chili Peppers, right? It's like the gift that we have, the talents we have, is really red hot. And, you know, when we give it away, it will set the world on fire. I mean, when we really tap into it, it's like, oh, my God, this is so much fun. So, you know, even all of it is connected. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
So Celeste is giving
like
a heart to us. Say that again?
Mm-hmm. I said there's nothing like using popular music to break down spiritual concepts. That's fun for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, we receive your heart. We know it's expanding as we receive it. So you get ready to expand in consciousness, because the more of us that receive that heart that you're sharing with us, you're going to be floating, walking on clouds. So be ready.
Great. I'll be ready.
I don't know what's going on with this delay. There's an extended delay between when I talk and when I'm heard. I've noticed that. And which causes me to stumble upon me. But that's okay. We trust the process. All is well. At least we can hear each other, right?
Of course. Always.
All right. Well, get back to work.
Ciao.
Thank you, Celeste. Yes, what do you have to give away now? What do you have to give away to say, let me go, release me? Today's topic, today's theme is... you only get to keep what you give away. And we're going to go deeper. We're going to activate the love matrix. That's the theme for the year. Well, it could be for the year, too. But that's the theme for the month. But, hey, it can be for the year. But before we do that, let's have Celeste do some announcements, and then we can go deeper. And let me just say this. I want you to set the intention to experience a whole new transformation. Call it a miracle. Call it a life-changing aha moment. That when you catch that, when you catch it, when you become aware of it, just your presence, your awareness, develops a whole new habit. So you catch the awareness, because sometimes, you know, we get aha moment and then it's only in that moment and we move on, like, wow, that was really deep, that was real great, and we move on into what we were doing before. But I want you to set the intention that something is going to shift your consciousness, that something that you're going to catch will change your life for the good. It would have you looking at yourself differently. It will have you reintroducing yourself to yourself. Just set the intention for yourself. Try it. It works. I'm holding the vision for you, for whatever you're holding intention for. And we'll be back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hey Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find a metaphysical rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com, hover on the Life Conversations radio menu, then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Do you have questions or show topics you would like Life Coach Today to consider for upcoming shows? You can email him that too at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. The theme for the month of February is Activate the Love Matrix. And we also have exciting shows on a Life Conversations radio network for you. Be sure to join Mbasa Safera for the play experience every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. You can also join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. The Ask Life Coach Today radio show is also syndicated on Within Radio every Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on InspireBroadcasting.com. And don't miss the musical odyssey of Sounds of Soul with the Dani Feloce on 12radio.com every Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Don't let the soul train depart without you. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Yes, thank you, Celeste. She's not going to talk back to me. Watch. Celeste, see? I knew she was going to be rude. Well, she gave me a heart, so, you know, I can't trip about that. She'll be back later, and I'm going to catch her. She ran out the studio this time. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show, and we're taking your calls, your comments, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears, your disagreement, your, I don't know about that, man, or what? Can you explain that? We're taking it all, 347-426-3346, and make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Wow. I am so full. And going to have to check out of myself for a minute. I have to get out my, you know, all these to-do things, these little gadgets, and just allow the fullness. I am really, really full. And it's whew, it's this, okay, breathe. You know, when you, there's so much to this, so much, and I'm going to try and slow it down because I feel so much rushing through me. When you commit to something, when you commit to creating something, when you commit to birthing something, when you commit to giving something, when you commit to being available to the vision for your life, and whatever that is, your commitment becomes, you know, just opens doors, and the things that you need just literally track you down. I mean, you will be inspired. You will hear things that you haven't heard before. You'll hear things that you've heard before, but differently. It's for me, it's like an explosion. And so, let me explode in a nice spiritual way. So I'm getting ready to explode because I have so much going on. So today's topic, today's theme, today's conversation is you only get to keep what you give away. You've heard this. For some of us, we understand it. Some of us, we hear it, but deep down it's like, well, what does that mean? And I want to tie it in with this love conversation. You know, I'm passionate about love. I am crazy enough to fall in love with love, especially after spending most of my life trying not to hang around love, because I thought, I can't be talking about love. I mean, there's got to be more to that now. And then going through all of that, thinking, oh, my God, why am I so moved by that? Why is that bringing tears to my eyes? Oh, my, I shouldn't be like, I need to toughen up. I need to man up. Then, of course, once I got clear about my mission, my vision, my purpose, what I have to offer, you know, I was talking about it, love. And then after a while, it's like, listen, man, you got to have to bring something better than just talking about love. People don't want to hear that. But for me, it's like that people want to hear it. I want to hear it. And because that's what I'm here. That's why I'm here. Because I know now that no matter what the question is, no matter what you're going after, the answer is always, always, always love. So, check this out. Got some questions for you. What's missing in your life? What's missing? Just scan. No judgment. Even if you feel a trigger, an emotion come up, it's okay. Just watch. What are you struggling to achieve? You know, what have you been working on? A goal, a business, a way of being, spiritual growth, learn to be a good gardener, or become a perfect wife, perfect husband, a great mother, or be able to start believing in life again, to wake up. What are you struggling to achieve? Whatever it is, you're being encouraged to give it. That thing that you think is missing in your life, what you're struggling to give, what you're struggling to achieve, you're being encouraged. There's something in you. There's a voice that is saying, give it, give it, give it. Now, it's counterintuitive. It's like, it's missing. I'm struggling to achieve it. Now you're telling me to give it. Wait a minute. You're messing with my head. Here's the answer. It's in giving what you think you don't have that you realize you had it all along. We're having a spiritual conversation here. We're having a soul conversation. This is beyond. This is deeper. Deeper than the physical conversation, the facts. Not everybody wants to live here because this means you've got to do some work. So we're going deeper because I know you're a deep student. You're great students and wise teachers. Whatever you want more of, give it. Give with no attachment. That's the key. Someone said, no, that ain't the key. You talking about what's missing. You tell me to give it. I don't have to forget attachment. I don't have it to be attached to. Keep listening. Give it freely and you will discover that you have more of it. It's law. It's a spiritual law in action. Giving it freely without attachment is becoming what you want. The more you give it, the more you radiate it. Vibrationally, and everything in alignment with the vibration will be attracted to you. We're going to break that down. We're going to break it down some more. So let's kind of stay with love, and I'm open to your suggestions in the chat room and on the pages, the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show, like page, fan page, or the Life Conversations Radio, like, land page. Let me call it land page because I always do that anyway. Life Conversations Radio land page, like and fan put together. Or call in 347-426-3346. Share what you are struggling to give, what you think is missing in your life. See, this, I got to slow this down. So that's why I'm moving real slow. There's so much that wants to come to me, and if I just let it all rip, you'll be like, what did it just say? It's really interesting because we are told through books, through media, well, in the self-help community, the spiritual community, when we read books on personal development, that we have all the things that we want to give. But let's stay with love for a minute. So I'm saying you don't get to keep what you give away. And at the same time, you're also told that you've got to learn to love yourself first. See, that's the trick. When we start doing first and second, we get ourselves jacked up. Give the love and love yourself. It's not about first, because this is a soul conversation. This is a spiritual conversation. I understand why we say you got to love yourself first, but it's not really, see, that's just a linear way of thinking. So let's break it down. Let's just say you're struggling with love. Let's just say you're dreading Valentine's Day. Let's just say everything, the commercials you're looking, you're seeing, or you go to the grocery store and you're seeing all these balloons and candies and cars and everybody walking around, and it's triggering stuff, and it triggers your struggle with love. It triggers your challenge with not having somebody. Or being alone, or thinking being single is a problem and you have to go on a defensive. Whatever it is, let's stay with love for a minute. See, the miseducation. And let me put it this way. We have been miseducated that love comes from the outside. See, what we get from others is it's really a reflection of what's happening within. Now, here's where part of the confusion really happened, probably the most important place where it happened, is in growing up with our parents. Now, let me stick a pin for a minute, because as we grow and evolve, we learn a new way of communicating. We learn a new way of languaging our life. So we're sort of moving into a place now where we don't want to blame and don't want to judge. So there was a time when you would have gone to a therapist and they would ask you what's going on. They'd talk about your childhood. And some of the conversation can sometimes blame on parents, what they did or didn't do. Sometimes it's not, but it can be seen as blaming one's parents. So now we evolve, we say, no need to blame, no need to judge, no need to criticize your parents, they did the best. So now we're moving, but sometimes we're forgetting that you're always, always, forever part of your parents. So rather than ignore the experience you had when you were growing up, look at it. Our parents are part of our blueprint. Now, if you grow up with a father who wasn't emotionally available, who didn't know how to express himself, and I say fathers because generally mothers do that easily, generally, you know, just the mothers who can tap, but I think we can all agree that mothers know how to express that love. But for men, sometimes a bit of a challenge. So if you grew up with a father who wasn't emotionally available, or maybe he wasn't available, maybe he was in the house and he was always drunk. As a child, it is easy. Well, I'm sure you did. You just, you know, because children wants to get the father's, the mother's appreciation and praise. So when you are praised for something you did by your mother or your father, something in you say, oh, I'm special, they love me, because that's the agreement we've made on this planet. But if you're not receiving that, there's something in you as a child, for whatever reason, I don't know, I really don't care, that made you, I've got to get my father's praise. I want my father to see me, to recognize me. And if you grow up and that didn't happen, then you end up with that void looking for it from others, especially if you're a woman. And there are guys too, but I'm just staying with that for a minute. It's like, oh, I like this. It's something about, oh, yes, it's getting better. Oh, I just love God. God turns me on. Mm! See, the feminine energy is like a delicate flower. And the masculine energy is like the protector to make sure that flower continues to bloom without harm. So as a woman, as a child, as a little girl growing up, and the delicate flower that you were wasn't protected, you end up being bruised and abused because the masculinity, the father who was supposed to be there to protect you, didn't. He left you feeling vulnerable. I'm not talking about spiritual vulnerability here. I'm talking about vulnerable to the world, feeling all exposed, and you have to go within. So you grow up looking for that in others. You grow up feeling like people don't praise and appreciate what you do, they don't love you. Sometimes you grow up trying to overachieve in order to get people's attention. And yes, same thing is real for boys. So let's just, if anybody trying to trip, just relax. Just stay with me here. I'm clear. Most of my listeners are females, and I'm not excluding men. I went through the struggle. How can I get more men to listen? No, it doesn't matter. That's not what I'm here to do. And the man who wants to listen will be here. I know one who's listening. Ashanda is listening, who's made himself known. But it is, we all have different tasks. We all have different talents. But sometimes we're trying, well, I wish I can have that. You didn't come on this planet to do that. Get over it. I digress. Coming back to the subject at hand, you only get to keep what you give away. So somewhere in our consciousness when we were younger, we translated when mother or dad said, that's great, oh, awesome, as being loved. So we grow up believing that. Or if they didn't give us that, we think, oh, we weren't loved. There's always going to be that hole until you look at it. There's always going to be that void until you look at it. And I will go as far as saying that people's definition of love is usually rooted in their experience with their parents. So there's a lot of confusion about love, especially in the Western English-speaking country, Western world, because we say love for everything. I love my food. I love you. I love my car. I love that tree. I love that pet. I love that. I love this. But there are many expressions of love. You got the agape love, unconditional love, eros, the romantic love, and then you got the brotherly love, philos. You know, but really, that's an expression of this thing called love. Now, in order to know love deeply, I suggest that you must look at what you learned about love from your parents. If they were married or never married, if the father was around or not, if your father had many women and he was sleeping here and there, if your mother was an alcoholic, whatever it is, if your parents were married and they show affection. There's some people saying, I want love like my parents because, oh, my God, they've been married 45 years, 60 years, and I want a relationship like that. I want a marriage like that. It is part of who you are. There is nothing you can do to change who they were back then, but you can change how you relate to it. You can change the experience. And here's another thing. When you talk about change, there are no accidents in life. There are no accidents in life. So whatever your experience was when you were growing up, it is what you needed to navigate life. It's what you needed for your spiritual journey. It's what you needed for your soul expansion. So now, you're struggling with self-love and, you know, feel like love is missing. I want to ask you, is it? And the answer is yes. Okay, cool. Now, under the frame, the context of you only get to keep what you give away, how does that apply? You can either give the love you want many ways. You can do it through volunteering. You can do it with your nieces and nephews, your cousins. There's a way to give it. But sometimes it's important. Well, actually, no, not sometimes. All the time, it is important to check in, take a gauge, like a car. If you're traveling, you see if you have enough gas. You check your car to see if it's due for service. It is important for you to check in with yourself if you have enough gas, enough life force to keep you going, to keep you giving. So when it comes to love, you may need to just slow down and give that love to yourself first. There's that word again, first. And there are many ways to give the love to yourself. You can give the love in a form of time. In a form of time. Now, just stay with me. We're moving a little slower here. It's intentional. I can't go any faster, really, because I will lose you if I try to. Love is your essence. Love is who you are. Love is your life. Now, that might hit you somewhere where you kind of get it from the chin up intellectually. Yeah, of course, I know that. On your heart level, like, yeah, I know. I guess, maybe. You don't know my story. But if you're able to blend the heart and the head together, the words you're hearing continues to inspire you. Now, love really cannot be defined. There are different ways of defining it. We say it's a unifying power. It harmonizes. It heals. It is wholeness. We read quotes about love. We hear children's expression of love. And we say, oh, my God. There's a video posted on my Facebook wall about this little twins, infants, that were hugging themselves. You look at them and you're like touched and moved. Because love is beyond definition. But when you hear, when you see, when you feel its energy, you will know it. It's like a musician who knows the chords, the keys. You can say that's a B flat. You know, let's go deeper. Take that. Give me that in a high note, because there's something the artist, the musician, is listening to deep down. It's like, no, that's not quite it, you know. And they just kind of take you there. So no, take it a little bit deeper. Take it deeper. No. And then they break it down. Okay, I want you to feel. Well, they might give you an analogy. Like, think of a time when you were sad and you just felt like you couldn't go on. From there, give it to me. Yes, and they get excited once you tap into it. See, that reminds me of a conversation I was having with Soul Communicator yesterday, talking about space. Love is something you experience. It's beyond definition. So when you give yourself the time to get still, because people say, well, you know, I want to meditate some more. I want to keep include meditation in my daily routine and praying and affirmation, but I just don't have the time. I don't have the time. I'm really busy. I got to take care of my kids. I got to do this. I got to go look for a job. I wake up very early and I go to bed late. But an act of love is giving yourself time even if it's 5 minutes, to just be still. In giving yourself the time to be still, you create a space for who you really are to rise to the top, and once you connect with it, you would know it. Sometimes on an intellectual level in your mind, you're like, oh, I don't know. Am I supposed to feel something? I don't know if I feel different. But it's planting a seed. If you plant a seed and you keep digging it up every day, you won't see any change. And if you keep digging it up, it will die. It won't grow. Well, maybe eventually. Or just, but you're interrupting the process is what I'm saying. So when you give yourself time, even though you have a busy schedule, the time you gave yourself changes something about you on an energetic level, that the way you go about your day and the way you think becomes different. There's a sense of clarity. There's a sense of depth to your relationships. And because you gave yourself time, you're able to give other people time. And if someone is triggering you or pissing you off, you were in a better place to, oh, wait a minute, something's going on here. So in giving yourself the time that you think you then have, you create a space for you to, a space of connection. In giving yourself time to really treat yourself, the me time, you make yourself available for others. Now, if you keep going within, keep asking yourself, do I love myself enough? Let me see. Am I quite there yet? I don't know if you really get to the point where you say, yes, I got it now. I fully love myself. Because it is about action. The more time you give yourself, the more you can give. And when you give to others, whatever that is, it comes back to you. It comes back to you vibrationally. I've always said when it comes to mentoring, you know, mostly people say, well, mentor a child and make a difference in their lives. They need you. They need men. They need women. They need you to let them know that life's going to, that it gets better. The truth is, when you give your life, when you give your time, when you make a difference in somebody's life, you're actually making a difference in your own life. Because you catch the energy first. You start to feel like you belong. You start to connect with why you're here. You know, you look at a child who maybe when you were mentoring them at the beginning, the first few days, they were kind of shy. But 6 months, a year down the line, you notice they come in and give you a hug, and the hug you can actually feel. It's not the sideways hugs. I know little young people tell me, you don't like those hugs, do you? It's like, nope, because I tell them, don't hug me like you don't want to be around me. Hug me like you're happy to see me, or just let's not do it. So you have a child, maybe when you first met him, first met her, it's kind of like, hello, don't even want to hug you. And then gradually they give you the side hug. And then eventually they embrace you. Maybe you walk into the room and they grab you from the back and you try and look and they turn and they're laughing. And you say, oh, my God, you get to see yourself. So rather than focus on, I don't have the love. Yes, you do. You are it. But the trick is you must give it to see that you are it. I was sharing with you how full I am about this show. I give you some of it, but it inspires me. And I doubt if what I was feeling, it's not as intense as it was before because I'm releasing it, but it doesn't lessen the impact. I'm actually loving that I get to share this. But I doubt that I would have been in alignment, caught the energy that I had at the beginning of the show if I was just in my own head thinking about it, reading about it, journaling about it. But it's in this exchange of saying, wow, you know, this, look what I found. Look what I downloaded. Look what I got in touch. Let me share it with you. It lights me up. Talk about red hot chili peppers. I can't help but give it away. One of the interviews I did with Elaine Marie that we aired about, I don't know, about a month ago or so, she asked me a question saying something about is radio a platform for me to think out loud, or is it a natural gift or something like that? And both. And actually, one of the things I said was, if I didn't have my radio shows, I would explode, because I'm constantly just listening, talking to God. This is I have this quest to know more, to understand life. I question the question. I look at my thoughts and have a new thought about the thought that I had, and about the thought that I had before I had that thought. So sometimes this is a good place for me to just let it out, to share and assist other people to say, listen, man, you're not crazy. We're all in this game together. If you do not take time for who you are, you end up believing that love only comes when you achieve. And in because I read a blog recently, that actually just before the show, and the author was talking about females who didn't grow up with fathers around. Oh, fathers were around. They got the love from the mother, but the father didn't really express the love. And so they felt like in order to get the father's love, they had to do things, you know, to get, you know, just to achieve. See, Dad, look at me, Dad, look at me, Dad, look at me, Dad, look at me. And then this young girl grew up to become a woman, and achievement became the main goal because she had allowed herself to believe that if I achieved, I'll be loved, I'll be praised. Praise, accolades are just a confirmation of where you've been. Love, true love, has nothing to do with if you achieve or not. We've seen some people who are on the street that we call homeless people. I love how Reverend Deborah puts it, like when you talk about homeless, that has a different way of being. But if we say people who don't have homes, oh, that's a wake-up call. And I'm going to do that because it wakes us up when we, instead of looking at people, they're homeless compared to people who don't have homes. So when we see people on the street who don't have a home, there are times we see so much love coming from them. You go out into the mall, you're traveling, and you see some people, just something about them, the way they're expressing their love, and you're like, oh, my God. Real love is, it's freedom. Freedom from the need to, need for praise, need for achievement, freedom to just be you. And if you listen to the celebrities, they'll tell you, you know, you've heard celebrities say, you know, when my career stopped or when I didn't have no work and the money dried out, that's when I knew who my friends were, because nobody kept coming, no, you know, just like people disappeared. I don't think it's that simple. I do get it that there's some people who will show up because there's something going on. And when you don't have nothing to give them, when they don't think they can, when they feel like they can't take anything from you, you have nothing to give them, they're like, peace out, homie. But I also believe that if your identity is in your material wealth, if you seek your identity, what you can do for others, when you find yourself in a place where you can't do for others or you don't have the money anymore, the contract ended, and the house is about to be foreclosed on, you start to have different thoughts about yourself if you haven't done your inner work. Like, oh, I'm not worthy anymore because I can't invite people to have a party all weekend. You start to see yourself differently, and you can't hold a thought without it being reflected back at you. We are perfect givers of love and receiver of love. And what I'm saying, when I say you only get to keep what you give away, it applies to everything. It applies to everything. You are spiritual. That's your true identity. So in order to know who you are, give of yourself. Give, you know, love is action. Peace is action. Kindness is action. You can't just talk about it. You got to be it. You got to give it. And you got to give it to yourself. So if you start in the process at the beginning stage of your life, maybe you only have 5 minutes to yourself. So just give, text somebody. Let them know what they mean to you. Now, when you can give yourself 10 minutes to yourself, then you have more time to maybe give somebody a hug. But when giving to yourself become a way of life, then you have time to volunteer, to inspire, to show up without even trying. But when you give from a place of lack, then you experience more of that. So even that, when you think, I don't have, I don't have, I don't have, that's what you're giving into the world, and that will come back to you. So you give that, and you get to keep it. But if you're talking about expansion, transformation, growth, you've got to start that you already have it. You've got to start from a place that you already have it, that you are it. And that's why time with self is important, to cultivate the awareness that you are it, that you already have it. You were born with it. It is in your DNA. It's in your genes. It's in your soul. Or else you won't even listen to this conversation. You won't read the books that you read. So your quest to know, to understand, is because there's a song inside of you and say, let me out. Keep cultivating me. We must express. We must do this. We came here to do this. Check out this quote. Check out this quote. As we get ready for announcement. This is a quote from Rumi. Love is from the infinite and will remain until eternity. The seeker of love escapes the chains of birth and death. Tomorrow, when resurrection comes, the heart that is not in love will fail the test. Love is from the infinite and will remain until eternity. The seeker of love escapes the chains of birth and death. Tomorrow, when resurrection comes, the heart that is not in love will fail the test. Fall in love with yourself. Fall in love with life. Whatever you want, give it. Whatever you think you don't have, give it. And then there's another level where you push yourself, where you say, I don't know, but you know something about this. I feel like I can do something, but I don't know what. Then walk in that direction. And in giving what you think you don't have, you realize you had it all along. I don't know where the strength came from. I don't even know how I did it. You're not supposed to know, because there's so much inside of you that wants to jump out, that wants to be expressed, that wants just like, let me out, let me out, let me out, let me out. We are all pregnant with gifts and talents and answers to what's going on in the world. So rather than waste your energy judging, criticizing what somebody else is doing with their energy, their money, their time, their creativity, focus on yours. And if you get so drunk in what you have to offer, if you get so drunk, so focused, so committed to your own gifts and talent, you won't even know they're doing what they're doing. Sometimes Celeste would say, oh, did you see what they're saying about Beyonce? I'm like, no, what? People are talking this about that. I'm like, okay, cool. I mean, I get it. People are like where they are. You go on YouTube, there's some people, I think what they do is just spend the rest of their day going on different videos. And they will take the most beautiful video and bring it to something about Barack Obama, the conservative, black and white, the Illuminati's. It's like, get a flipping life. But if that's your life, so be it. So be it. But you, listening to this conversation, you have a higher consciousness, and there's a song inside of you that wants to be sung, that wants to come out, that wants to be expressed. Sing your song. Say yes to life. Say yes to love. And when you do, oh, my God, you'll be drunk. So we're having a special show tomorrow, so that's going to tell you about it. But even if you don't listen to that show, I just want to encourage you. If you want somebody to buy you some flowers, you want someone to buy you some candy, or you want to feel a physical body, buy somebody else a flower. Invite your friends to come over. Take yourself out. If you're going, that looks kind of sad. No, it doesn't. Too many people have never done that. So they find their meaning in themselves. But anyway, take yourself out. Take somebody else out. Take somebody else who doesn't have a lover, a date. Take them out. Because when you give from that place without attachment, you get more of it coming back. Yes, no more tears. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. We're here to support you on your love journey, the journey of self, the journey of life, the journey to know yourself fully and completely. Start from where you are. Become so selfish that you become self-full so that you can give from the overflow. In becoming selfish, you give yourself time. In giving yourself time, you start to tap into the essence of who you really are, your gifts and talents. You start to have different awareness. And then you can give from that. But you don't go crazy giving more than you have. Yes. And I tell you this. Life is so much more about what you know already. Life is more about what is yet to be revealed. Oh, that's where it gets hot. That's where it gets exciting. That's where it gets scary. Oh, my God, that's where you get nervous. It's like, oh, my God, I don't know if you can do this. Oh, I did it. And if any of you are like me on roller coasters, I can't stand that stuff. I had to change what I was going to say there. I can't stand it, but I'll go on it. And I am, effing and blinding. Yes, I'm like one of those folks. And then when I get off, I want to get back on the game. And then I start telling myself, why am I doing this? Life is exciting. It's a roller coaster. Sometimes you got to hold on, and sometimes you got to let go. Right now, I'm going to let the conversation go and get ready to bring on Celeste because she got something to say. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. We are activating the love matrix and supporting you to give away, to throw away what you have. The world needs it, and you need it. Hey, Celeste.
Hey, you. You're on fire. Powerful message coming through, and I'm looking forward to letting people know about what else you've got in store for them. So, yes, you only get to keep what you give away. So, family, what do you get to keep today? That's a very valuable question while you're listening to Life Coach today. You hear how that all rhymes? Okay, so if you're enjoying this powerful conversation with Life Coach today, then stay tuned for more as they tell you about the upcoming shows on Life Conversations Radio. We are asking you to share your vision of love messages with us tomorrow. We have people lined up who will share their love story, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and we're going to put them all in the pot. I will also provide an opportunity if you'd like to share your love with someone on the radio or if there's a poem you'd like to share. So call in and join our Valentine's Day party. Then on Monday, Reverend Alfreda Lenoir will be joining Life Coach Today on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. And Reverend Alfreda says, religion is for people who are afraid of going to hell. Spirituality is for people who have already been there. She's the author of Go to Hell, and she will be joining Life Coach Today for a powerful, consciousness-shifting conversation. I can't imagine what else she's going to say, but it will be worth our full attention. So make sure you don't miss these powerful shows, because when you tune in, you get to be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
It is all about love. Yes. For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580. I go to peacecorps.gov.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Did you know that color therapy has been used for thousands of years? But many of us don't realize that we've actually been practicing some form of color therapy our entire lives. We choose the colors we wear, the colors we eat, our furnishings, and wall colors. And whether you're selecting a color for your next car or toothbrush, all of your color choices are meant to make you feel better. I'm Elaine Marie, the director of Aura House School of Color and Light, and the founder of Color Therapy Month. This March, please join me in celebrating the healing power of color. For ideas on how you can participate in this worldwide event, visit our website at colortherapymonth.com.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for saying yes to you. Thank you for saying yes to life. We're all in this together. We need each other. Reach out and touch. Yes, let's join together, soul to soul, heart to heart, and be careful what you're putting your energy into. If it's distracting you, choose again. But even distractions help to refocus you. It's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and then after that, we're going to answer some questions. Welcome back, Celeste.
It's wonderful to be back, Life Coach, today. Good afternoon, family. I'm back, and it's my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing another gift. And trust, you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day equals 2. The High Priestess in Tarot is number 2. And both the number 2 and the High Priestess are ruled by the moon. The perfect symbol for this number 2 is also found in the yin-yang symbol, the blending of the light and dark, positive and negative, dancing as one. Now, 2 also shows up as the hawk in medicine cards, and that's where we're going to put the spotlight today. Hawk, messenger of the sky, circle my dreams and teach me the message as we fly. Hawk is akin to Mercury, and given the recent journey we are experiencing with the Mercury retrograde and a collective stories we make up about it, I thought it would be an excellent time to take a good look at the messenger of the gods. Hawk medicine teaches us to be observant, to look at our surroundings for nuances of power. You are your best own masterpiece when you remove all hindrances for allowing your light to shine through. We even get clues along the way. Life is sending us signals through pleasures, challenges, and our fears. Just make sure you keep your emotions in check so they don't muddy the view. When we are deeply attached to outcomes, we might actually lose our sight. The message gets lost in delivery when ego desires take flight. So, clear your channel of any vibration that blocks your view. Hawk medicine gives us discernment, intuition, observation, wisdom, courage, and truth. Present your willing heart, fully balanced to give and receive, and allow the hawk's medicine to take root. All is well. And that's the story of 2, told through our friend, the hawk of the medicine cards. I'll see you on Wednesday around 1 for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for that message, for that sacred medicine, for us to remember and receive the message. And I'm thanking those of you that are listening, Kathleen, Doc Vaj, or Vaj, that's an interesting name, Dream Masters, Silent Listeners, Disguised as Guests, Glenda is in the house too, Jackie's in the house, Soul Communicator's in the house, Tracy's in the house, Yvette is in the house, of course, Celeste's in the house, Tanya's in the house, and there are lots and lots of other folks that we can't see, that we don't know because they didn't sign in or they're listening through a different platform, but we welcome you. We thank you. We appreciate you. The number is 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad to share your thoughts. Other than that, we are just going to take it that you're listening, but make sure you press 1. And if you're holding and we're not coming to you, like, why are they not coming to me? Press 1 again because you didn't press 1. We like to keep a nice flow here. Celeste, what you doing over there?
Yes. I'm trying to figure out how to pronounce Doc Vaj's name. I think it's actually Vajrayana. And if I butchered that, please forgive me. But, yeah, we got clarification about the fullness of the name. Welcome. I think it's my first time seeing that name.
Okay. Yeah, it did bring up a thought, but we won't go with it. But we're talking about love, so why not go with it?
Indeed. Some of the questions that we have are leading in that area. So very excited to get your take on what I'm about to share with you from our listeners.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, this is Renee. Dear Life Coach of Day, they say nothing lasts forever. What you love today will cause you pain tomorrow. I believe I am blocking the very thing I desire. What can I do to change these beliefs? How do I get over my fear of commitment? Because I would like to experience real or true love, but I'm afraid of losing my freedom and getting hurt again. Renee.
It's all about love. They say nothing lasts forever. What you love today will cause you pain tomorrow. Maybe. It could, but not everything. And, yeah, nothing lasts forever. That's right. Nothing on the physical plane lasts forever. But what does is love. The love you give, the love you receive. But most importantly, it's the love you give. So first of all, when you know that nothing lasts forever, you can, that's freedom right there. Just think about it. We are conditioned to believe that things last forever. Get a mortgage for 30 years. Some of us die after you sign a contract. You buy a car for 3 years, you got to pay for 3 years or 5 years or 10 years. Relationship, we find somebody, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Yeah, you spend the rest of your life with them if you spend the rest of your life with them. But sometimes they might change their mind later on and say, I want to go somewhere else. I found something different. I found something that's more in alignment with my vibration. This is not working for me. Everything on this plane is temporal. It's temporary. What lasts is your essence. It's eternal. I read a quote earlier. I read it again. Where is it? Right here. Love is from the infinite and will remain until eternity. The seeker of love escapes the chain of birth and death. Tomorrow, when resurrection comes, the heart that is not in love will fail the test. When your heart is not in love, you will fail the test of commitment. You will be afraid. Because your fear of commitment is just part of life. Life is for living. Life is for living. There's going to be pain. There's going to be some things that are going to cause you pain. There's going to be things that make you want to hide. It's part of life. But in the words of India Ari, the song, Break the Shell, check that out. You cannot live life fully unless you break the shell. You got to come out the shell of fear. So to experience true love, remind yourself that the real true love is what you are. You don't have to deserve it. You don't have to do anything for it. It's simply who you are. Now, that can feel a little bit heady, but in order to experience this love that you are, be willing to trust love. I'm not talking about just spiritual woo. I'm talking about being practical, looking at parts of your life where you need healing. Your daily spiritual practice. Are you meditating? Are you investing? Are you taking time to be quiet? Are you listening to your heart? Are you looking for a relationship to fill a void? Are you looking for somebody to make you feel better about yourself because you haven't figured out how to do it yourself? You said, I'm afraid of losing my freedom. Your freedom. You can't lose your freedom. It's yours. It's already yours. You lose your own freedom, but when you don't interact with life, when you don't want to dance with life, when you're afraid of commitment, you have to commit to life. You've got to commit to something. And yes, my dear sister friend, chances are you're going to get hurt one day, and you're going to heal, and you're going to keep moving. And even when... And if and when you find the one, you're going to get hurt. The people we love, sometimes they say things, sometimes they don't even mean to be mean. They just said something, it's like, oh, it just cuts so deep. So running from losing your freedom, running from being hurt, running from commitment, running from not wanting to hold on to anything, running from desire actually leaves you feeling imprisoned. So do your spiritual work. Have people around you who can support you when you're feeling exposed, out of control, or don't know what's going on. To fully enjoy life, you got to break open to love. It is scary. I know. And especially when you go after something that you say you want, something that you wake up for every day. It's like, it doesn't make sense. I've always wanted to do this. I've always wanted to be this. But why am I so scared? Because it's a new reality. There's a part of you that needs to die in order to experience a new reality. Nothing lasts forever. What lasts forever is the love that you allow, is the love that you give yourself. And when you know that, you allow others to be themselves. And if they choose to leave, you deal with the emotions that come up, you heal it, and keep moving. Yeah. Love is eternal. So trust love. Love is the healer. The love you desire, you have it already. Press the application key, Renee. Thank you for that question. Thank you, thank you. You're representing a lot of people. Okay, next one first.
Okay, and you also see you have a caller on the line, right?
No, I don't, but I do now. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So let me know how you'd like to proceed, sir.
Let's do the next question, and then call.
Okay, cool. All right, this is from Debbie. Mm-hmm. I know, I lost my voice. This is my water. Okay, while you're doing your answer. Okay, dear Life Coach today, do you believe that you can be in a committed relationship and still sleep with other women? Women, and the committed woman doesn't know. My friend says he likes hamburger, but not every day, and sometimes he likes fish or steak. Is there true love in that? Debbie.
Wow. Okay. Thank you. All right. I'm listening because there's so many places I can go with that. Do you believe that you can be in a committed relationship and still sleep with other women?
Yeah.
Of course you can. It just depends on what your definition of commitment is. Now, if someone, let's just say now, well, doesn't matter, male or female, you say in a committed relationship, and then you go out and sleep with somebody else, that's not even about commitment at all. That's more like avoidance. That's more like out of integrity. That's betrayal. Now, if you're in a committed relationship and the person you're in a relationship with knows that you're sleeping with other people, as long as they're okay with it, who am I to say, don't do that? Now, people are free to like hamburgers and fish and steak, whatever. They're free to do that. But if you're in a relationship, Debbie, I'm just going to assume that you're in a relationship with a friend who wants to sleep with other people and he likes hamburgers. Yeah. I'm just not even going to go with it. You're just like, what? Anyway, he likes hamburgers, but sometimes he wants fish or steak. If you are standing for that or lying down for that, pun intended, that's on you. Because the question is, what are you committed to? Are you settling for less because you think there isn't more? Your friend can like hamburgers. He can go to an all-you-can-eat restaurant and go from fish to steak to chips to chicken wings and shrimp, whatever. People are free to do whatever they want to do. And they get to decide what true love is for them. Because if what is causing you from jumping from one woman to another is because there is a void, there's a hole that you're trying to get, you're looking for something. But I can also say there are people who in open relationship. Now, open relationship has so many meanings nowadays. Some people think, well, open, and yeah, I get to have this, the one, the side chick. You can have all you want. But when I talk about open relationship, is where those who are in this relationship know that the other is sleeping with somebody else. Maybe somebody else comes to their house, they have dinner together. There's a sense of honesty. There's a sense of trust. Some people can do it. Some people can't do it. Some people are listening to this and say, oh, hell no, I ain't doing that. Well, don't do it. Now, so for your friend, rather than trying to decide if there's true love in them liking hamburgers, fish, or steak, that's none of your business. Your business is, if your friend likes all this other flavors and other food that they want to go after, what are you allowing? What do you want? Are you okay with this? And if you're not, why are you still here? Here, meaning in that relationship, if you're not happy with it, what are you doing about it? Why are you settling for less? Why are you compromising yourself? So true love is in you saying no. I say no. I say yes to you going to the all-you-can-eat restaurant and eat as much as you want. No pun intended. Oh, my mind. Gosh, it's got such a pure mind and just can see everything. So anyway, back to you, Debbie. I digress there for a minute. You can say yes, you can go to all-you-can-eat restaurant and eat as much as you want and binge and let the itis kick in. But for me, I mean to just what I can have on my plate, and I want to share with myself. You've got to find out for yourself what is true for you. And I think the question will be even more empowering if the question was coming from about what you are settling for, accepting, allowing, or standing for, rather than asking about other people's behavior. Yeah. So you need to get real and ask yourself, what am I committed to? What are you committed to? What do you want? How do you, what, you know, if you even look at your actions and if other people see what you're doing, what are you teaching them? Because it's all about integrity. Let what you want, what you desire, your heart's desire align with your actions. And if you find yourself settling for less because you've been single for so long and you finally find somebody interested in you and they're saying, psh, I got to get some more, then you need some more time with you. It may be a good idea to be single again. So you can get clear about what you want. Get committed to your own transformation. Okay. Let's take a call, and then we go back to the questions. We got time. We got nothing but time. We are time. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Soul Communicator. Dear Soul, what do you have for us today? How are you, my sister?
I am well, Ade. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Good, good. Okay. I will say this. That which you give away freely, and I only say it based on experience. I can't say anything that I have not experienced myself. That which you give away freely and you sell freely, it will surely come back to you. But when it mm-hmm. comes back, it'll come back 100-fold. You won't mm-hmm. I mean, you won't be able to describe it, put it in words to say how it comes back, because it has an essence to it. And that's energy.
And that goes for anything. That goes for anything. Judgment, criticism, blame, love, kindness, joy. It comes back to you tenfold.
Yes,
yep.
Absolutely. For me, you know, my cultivation of love for that which is divine, which is me, is so tight that it requires me to love the process and not get so caught up in loving person, places, or things. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because if I
mm-hmm.
love the process, if I can enjoy and love the process, then nothing
mm-hmm.
can be against me. It is only there
That's
to
right.
promote and then elevate me in my consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
lastly, Deb, you need to let that joker go. And
spoken like
I
a true grandmother soul. Go ahead.
I say that because there is a spiritual violation, okay? I see everything as energy. So if I'm laying down with a man who is constantly giving him stuff and taking energies from other places, he is bringing that into my womb. He is
mm-hmm.
putting all of that energy into my womb, and it becomes so contaminated and distorted that you become divided against yourself. You won't know who you are. You won't know where to start to love yourself. So I say to you, Deb, you need to cut him loose. You need to cut him loose. And that's it.
And face the joker within herself. you know, because
if you're in, as you said earlier,
soul communicator, even that experience is showing us something about herself.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
And everybody in that relationship, if you're in a relationship where the person you're with, they're sleeping mm-hmm. with somebody else, and you keep mm-hmm. thinking that's not right, that they don't love you or whatever, you have all these questions about it. The truth is you're in it to see yourself fully. So now the question
mm-hmm.
is, what are you going to put up? Why are you putting up with that? What do you really want?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Everything starts and ends with you.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Okay.
Thank you, my sister.
Love
I appreciate you. I love you, too. So see you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at A Radio Show. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We're taking your questions, your comments, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears, your disagreement, your betrayal. Bring it. We're here to support you on your transformation journey. Just drop it all in here. I dare you. I dare you to heal. I dare you to grow. I dare you to say yes to life. And I dare Celeste to read a question for me to answer. I wish you would read a question now, because I'm on fire.
Well, why don't you dare me to read Earth? Yeah, why don't you dare me to read EarthWeb's definition of an open relationship? I love our listeners. They're so powerful. They're all jumping in here with these questions. Just real quick, Dream Master said that being straight up is important, I feel, in interacting with others, being open without deception, and being in agreement of each other's decisions. That's integrity. And then EarthWebs mm-hmm. chimed in, an open relationship. Well, it just left. An open relationship is mutually agreed upon. The answer to Deb's question isn't if it's right for her friend, but rather, is it right for her as well? If not, then it's not mutually agreed to. So just
mm-hmm.
some comments from the chat room directly related to your question. And here mm-hmm. is another one. Are you ready?
Let's do it. Come on. I'm ready.
Okay. All right. This is from Angel. Dear Life Coach today, I was told there is no such thing as love at first sight, only lust. Is that true? If so, how do I find my soulmate or true love, and where do I start? And does sex confuse the matter? Should I apply the 90-day rule, a.k.a. Steve Harvey, Life Coach Today, in case you don't know that? Angel, 90 days before you get busy with somebody intimately, physically, have sex. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, thank you. That question has so many – well, there's so many questions in there. And – okay, I'm going to just let this out. Now, you know what people say? When people say, well, first of all, let me just tell you, I'm not racist. And you're like, uh-oh. I saw a quote that said something on Facebook said, when someone said, I'm not racist, and it's a cartoon character, and the character put a hand on the friend's mouth and said, oh, stop, nothing good comes after that. But, because when people say, I'm not racist, but so – it's going to sound like it, and it's fine. I love Steve Harvey. However, there's some of the advice that he gives the females, I'm just thinking, oh, stop it. Stop it. Now, and it's fine. You know, I find peace saying, you know, it's fine, because Steve Harvey has his audience, and I have mine. Other people have their audience, and they're speaking to their audience, and your message, whatever your message is, the people who need to hear what you have to say will be attracted to you. But that, because sometimes I hear in what Steve Harvey's saying, going off on a slight tangent here, it's almost kind of painting men as stupid and dumb. I'm not for that. I don't care if it's a man or a woman. If you're painting another person stupid and dumb, I'm not interested. You don't have my attention. I refuse to allow that into my consciousness. Okay. But I do like the 90-day rules. But here's the thing. I don't care if it's 90 seconds rules, 90 minutes, 90 hours, 90 years. You get to decide. Now, let's come back to your question. Let's come back to you, Angel. You said, I was told there is no such thing as love at first sight, only lost. People can say whatever they want. As I just said, people can say whatever they want. The question is, are you attached to finding love at first sight? Are you afraid that, you know, you're going to get confused and you're going to go after lust, thinking you drop all of that? And if you can't, then why are you looking for love? Because I'm guessing because you're asking the question, there's something about it. You know, we're talking about love being freedom. Love is allowing, accepting. Let all that go. Too much attachment blocks you from experiencing. You attract somebody into your life. I'm going to go through your questions. Just break it down. You attract somebody. Now you're now dealing with, oh, well, I feel this funny feeling. Oh, my God, I feel like I'm in heaven when I'm around them. But wait. Is this love? Is this lust? Well, am I just being immature? Oh, my God. What? Let it go. Let that foolishness go. That's what it is. Relax a little. Take your hands off. Just take your hands. Let Jesus take the wheel. Just kind of let Jesus take the wheel. Take your hands off the steering wheel. Because right now, you don't know where you're going. You don't know if you're going down the highway of love or the highway of lust. And you're lost in the process. Like, I'm lost. I don't know which one is which. He said, is it true? If so, how do I find my soulmate and true love? Become your own soulmate. Become your own true love. See, there's so much attachment to the label of soulmate and twin flame. And yes, when you read about it, it makes you go, oh, my God, I want one of those. Now, can you survive without your love, your soulmate? Can you survive without the true love? Do you think your life will be incomplete without attracting your soulmate? Answer that. Let the labels go. Just let it go. True love. What is true love? What is soulmate? You will attract exactly what you are. You will attract exactly what you are. And who and what you attract into your life is based on the vibration you are putting out there. It's based on a soul agreement and the thoughts you're thinking about yourself. Your thoughts become a generator that activates your energy, your vibration. Where do you start? You start by letting go of love and lust and soulmate and true love. Dream. Write it down. Dream. Imagine, what would it be like to be loved fully, to have the love you give come back to you, to be honored for who you are, to have somebody you're in a relationship with that you can talk about your inhibitions. You can talk about things you're afraid of. You can talk about how you want to be made love to. If you can, somebody in your relationship that you can tell, no, that's not quite it. And not like, oh, my God, I don't want to say something because I might lose him, I might lose her. No, I don't want to hurt their ego. No, let that go. Write the kind, what you really want, someone you can share your dream with, who's going to hold you up. Someone who you can share your fears with, that they can say, I got you. Someone who will still love you when you're going through your mess and will still love you when you're on top of the mountain. Let's talk about the sex part. And the sex confuses the matter for the most part. Well, actually, no, let me rephrase that. It depends on where the matter is, you know, because your question is quite general. If you meet somebody today, you went on a date and you went home and knocked boots, it might work for you. It may be a soul agreement. The activity, that sexual relation is such an intense energy that it would open up and it will open you up in a whole new way. So, yes, it can confuse the matter because it will take you deep in yourself. It's going intimate. So some of the things that come up, you may not have set the foundation for it to be embraced. And some of us have had so many confusing experiences. Love has been contaminated. Sex has been contaminated. You know, we've been abused and traumatized. But sometimes you just need to get clear about your own sexuality. Get clear about your own sexual energy. What did you learn about sex? Does sex mean Love? No. It's an expression. Is love, is sex a way for your partner to tell you they love you? It's an expression. And I'm going to say this, and I'm not even trying to be funny. Don't let people go deep inside of you if you haven't prepared a place for them. I mean that. I'm not even kidding. Don't let people inside of you if you haven't prepared a place for them to dine. If you haven't prepared a place for yourself to be at peace. And even if you're not at peace, but you keep working on it, when you attract somebody's like, I'm not ready to have you go that deep. Just like when you if your house has been busy and you haven't tidied your bedroom and, you know, someone says they come to visit you, you may grab everything in the living room and put it in the closet, but they're not going, oh, no, you can't go in my room, it's too messy. We got to get like that when it comes to sex sometimes. Like, nope, can't have you in there. I'm cleaning it, I'm working on it. I'm going to bring somebody in to help me clean it out. I'm bringing a maid, I'm bringing a coach, I'm bringing a therapist, I'm bringing my best friend to help me clean the deepest part of myself before I allow you in. Because, yes, people will see you based on, you know, because we are human beings. We take the things we see and we use it to judge others. Well, sometimes to hold them up. You've got to take care of your own home. You've got to take care of your own consciousness. You've got to take care of your own body. But if you're holding on to finding the right one, the soulmate, and then love at first sight and all of that, and that becomes your main focus, oh, when you feel something, you're like, I think it's love, oh, yeah, I don't want them to go, yeah, let me open up and let them in, and then they go in and they leave, and you're like, oh, my God, what happened? You must have been lost. No, you were lost. That's what it was. So it sounded like, yeah, use the 90-day rule since you're asking, and then after that, decide if you want to renew the contract with yourself. You get to say, I'm going to go another week. I'm going to go another month. Yeah. Let's do the next question, Celeste.
Ooh, my head is spinning. Okay. Ooh, this is Erin. Dear Life Coach today, I believe in love, but I'm not sure if I believe in romance. Maybe it's because I have never really experienced it. My male friends say that only happens in the movies or in fairy tales. Do you think this is just a cop-out and that I just haven't met the right mate yet? Erin.
Interesting. What is a cop-out? That love doesn't, you know, love only happens in a movie?
Well,
once again, if people believe that that only happens in movies and fairy tales, so be it. Most of the time when people judge love, it's simply an act of defending their heart. You can tell who's been hurt based on what they say about relationship. Now, we've all been hurt in some way, but you can tell who's been hurt and haven't done the work to heal themselves. So their response, their answer, is based on where they are in consciousness. If it happens in movies, and it's real for humanity. Because if it wasn't real for us, you won't see it on movies. It's humans that are writing. Now, of course, I understand the movies, they stretch it, they exaggerate because they can. They leave out the essence. They leave out the essence of what it takes to get to a point. Sometimes you might find somebody just like, oh, my God. I got to share this. Just popped in my head. John and Kathy's little boy. He's 4. He'll be 5 in June. Yeah, June. This weekend, they went out, and on the trip, they saw another parent and a little girl. He went out. Johnny went out with his mother, and on the way to the park, they saw another mother with, I think, the grandmother and the mother and this little girl. And Johnny told his mother, Kathy, I think I found the person I'm going to marry. I think I love her. She don't know the girl. She just saw the girl walk by him. Now, when Kathy was telling me, I was telling her, wouldn't it be funny if down the line one day they actually end up getting married? Now, that, you know, to the mind, it's like, wow, those kind of things don't happen. But let's just keep it in the now. What is it that caused a 4-year-old to say, I think I just found the girl I'm going to marry? What's the point here? The point is when we meet people, we've heard stories of people who, when they met for the first time, they knew a man would say, I know I'm going to marry her. I know that's going to be my wife. I know that's going to be my husband. That's the father of my children. For some people, it's not the case. So a cop-out is you say, I believe in love, but not sure if I believe in romance. What does that mean to you? What does romance mean to you? Get an understanding. That's, you know, it's all part of it. The honeymoon period is all part of it. The falling in love is all part of it. People say, don't fall in love because only a fool falls in love. When love hits you the right way, you will fall. You will fall from the foundation you built for yourself of what you thought life is in your head because you will have a whole new reality. You can never underestimate what you feel when you meet somebody and, oh, my God, you feel like you can be yourself. That's to be celebrated. But be aware. I'm not for judging honeymoon season. Oh, I'm for it. Man, if their only opportunity to know love deeply is that honeymoon period to feel free and nothing matters to them and they go to work and all they can think about is their beloved and they're driving, all they can think about is their beloved, who am I to take that away from them? That is a feeling. That is something that nobody needs to be deprived of. But of course, we're talking about awareness to know that there is more. There is more. It could mean you haven't met the right person, or it just means you haven't made the right choice. You're not thinking the right thoughts. Thoughts in the direction of what you say you want. We all need to get a new definition for love for ourselves, not based on what they say, not based on what I'm saying. Listen to what I've said. If anything that I said doesn't apply to you, flush it down the toilet. That's right. Recycle it. Push the delete button. But if anything works for you, try it. And if what I said doesn't quite work for you, but you figured out a way of applying it for yourself, do it. So rather than they say, you can now say, I said, I know. We all can know love for ourselves. And everybody is simply expressing their point of view, a point in how they're viewing life, a point of view where they're standing, how they're viewing love. Where are you standing? And when you share what you see from where you're standing, is it limiting people or is it causing an expansion? Is it inspiring people? I'm not going to talk about you haven't met the right one. The right one is whoever you're with. The next one you meet will be the right one for you to move forward. If you missed yesterday's show with John and Kathy, listen to it. They literally went through some serious experience, painful, hurtful experience before they met each other, and they had the dance. And they just, it was fast music, but they held each other, and they were gone. Sometimes we only talk about the dance, but we ignore what happened when Kathy went through the divorce, betrayal, pain, deep, deep pain. The kind of pain that made her question who she is. And because she went through that, because John went through what he went through, where he was in a relationship, but wasn't quite feeling anything. He realized he wasn't satisfied. He was hurt. Question is, are you willing to do the work? And yes, I recommend this for anybody who's serious about love. Listen to India Arie's song, Break the Shell. And for those of you who don't know, I would play it on this show, but I don't have rights to play it. That's why I go crazy on 1-2 Radio, because on there I can play it. I so want to play it, though. Listen to the words of Break the Shell. See, spirituality in the Western world, sometimes we only want to sell the bling. Sometimes spirituality in the Western world is about bling, bling. Ooh, never have fear again. Get rid of everything you're afraid of. Attract the man you want. Attract the woman you want. Ten ways to say flip the fear. You know what I really want to say. You go to other cultures, indigenous cultures. You go to places in Africa.
the ancient ways, and they tell you about the duality of life. Sometimes they tell you about the negative energy and the positive energy and how you get to work with the energy in order to manipulate it. Stop running from your pain. Stop running from hurt. I got to say this. I just want to say I am so grateful for the questions. I'm grateful for the fact that I know that these questions represent a lot of people. I'm grateful for the consciousness that we are all expressing, living in right now. In Atlanta, we have a snow day. So, oh, I didn't see that. Oh, I'm going to take a call. I didn't see that. We have a snow day, so some children might be listening. So I would say we all have crap that we're dealing with. Maybe it's time to help each other and say, yeah, you got some crap, but that's okay. I got crap too. Whole place is full of crap, 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 crap over here, crap over there, everywhere, crap, 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 crap. So now that we know we got crap, let's clean it up. Okay, I got to go. I can't sit down and drink coffee because I got some crap to clean up. And then we'll come back. Maybe I invite you for dinner then. Or we can say, oh, you got some crap too? Oh, my God, I can be so relaxed because I was trying to hide my crap from you. I was trying to act like my don't stink. But we all got it. We're human. As a matter of fact, it's part of the journey. It's part of life. We all got stuff we're dealing with. Let's all relax. Let's dream with the master. Dream master, we're ready to dream with you. Hey, dream master.
Hey, nice segue. Hello, Ade. How are you?
How are you, my brother? I am good. I am good.
Good. I love the message.
The
energy that
you
bring. Yeah, you're welcome. I just want to mention, too, I love the topic. And again, with love. Loving another and giving to others,
mm-hmm.
Love yourself, right? It's really important. and for me, it's connecting with energy, with the universe, right? With source, God, whatever you want to call the energy, whatever, is knowing my existence within that energy, right? And not fretting, not fearing, not doubting, where my next love attachment is going to be or whatever, right? It's just that I'm existing within this here and now, right now, in connection with nature, with the universe, right, with all that is, right? And I love all that is around me, right, all the people that I interact with. I respect and appreciate their own moral decisions, whatever they do. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I still love them for who they are, the beings that they are as being human, right? and you mentioned detachment, and I think that's important.
Give me that real quick, because we're getting ready to release the show. Talk about what you want to say about detachment real quick, because time is doing what time does. So,
Okay. It's just not to let other people's energies and emotions affect yours. So, okay.
Mm. Mm. Yes.
Right.
Thank you, my brother. And I want, when you call in, don't call in towards the end of the show. you're feeling so much, and when you call in, it's kind of like, I want to just let it all out, but then you call at the end of the show. I mean, I didn't see you until late as well, so you may have called in a little bit early. But
okay.
I love you, my brother. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You
appreciate
right.
you. Sherry Marie, revival of a love story. Revive yourself. You are the one. You are plan B. You are plan A. We all need to know who we are. Not because I say it, because you need it. You need to know. That is your freedom. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Be love. Be love. It is the essence of who you are. true to yourself. Don't settle for less. And when you do, recognize it and not know that there's a reason why you're doing this, and just step out of it. Wake up. Wake the flip up. And for goodness sake, for goodness sake, be loved. Let somebody love you, especially in your funk. Let someone put their arms around you. Not when you achieve, not when you're successful, not when you heal yourself, and while you're going through it, let somebody love you. Open yourself up. Sherry Marie, SherryMarie.com. I will see you tomorrow, and I look forward to interacting with the listeners tomorrow. Peace and blessings. Sorry we have to step over, Sherry. We're trying to do what we do. I love you so much. Peace and blessings. All the love you need is in this place. So you must stand and be. Starting here today, you've got to know that you have been set free. Now the truth of love is all aglow. All the time it was inside the deep end, corners of my heart. The revival of this love story is me. As I search my heart from all around, looking for
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.